Let's say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's all sing hymn 155. Sing hymn 155. I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or down the rolling sea. For come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain glade or on the stormy sea, though billows roar, He keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. He makes the rose an object of His care. He guides the eagle through the pathless air. And surely He remembers me. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, when no one cares for me. On mountain glade or on the stormy sea, no billows roar, He keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. Trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain glade or on the stormy sea, though billows roar, keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. The valley may be dark, the shadows deep, but oh, the shepherd guards His lonely sheep, and through the gloom He'll lead me home. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain lake or on the stormy sea, no billows roar, keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. So for our family altar this evening, we shall read Psalms 133. Psalms 133. Psalms 133. Verse 1. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. 2. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. 3. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. So here in Psalms 133, where here in verse 3 mentions the mountains of Zion, likened to the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. So Mount Zion, especially in the Old Testament, indeed it is a blessed place. For the Lord gives his blessing to mankind. And at times, the Lord also blesses a certain place. Just like here, Zion too is a blessed place, where the Lord has chosen Zion, and it is also there that the Lord has given his blessings. And the temple, the holy temple, is upon the Mount Zion. That's why at that time, the Israelites also have sang words of blessing to praise the Lord in this manner. Let's see Psalms 128. Psalms 128 verse 5. Psalms 128 verse 5. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. It is another psalmist have also said in this way. Let's see Psalms 84. Psalms 84 verse 5. Psalms 84 verse 5. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. So this is also how a psalmist describes, where we know that Zion, it actually represents the church. Where the church is, there is also where the place where the blessings of God are. And today, we know that the church, today the Lord has put this light upon this earth. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1 verse 20. As for the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Therefore, today the Lord will through the church, so that in this dark world, so that this light will be able to shine to those who are lost, so that they will be able to walk towards the light. So the church today must also propagate Jesus Christ, so that men will be able to hear this gospel of salvation and to be able to stay or dwell in this Zion, where the place where the Lord has given his blessing, his eternal life. So similarly today, the church is a place where the Lord has fixed, where is the eternal blessing, and it will come upon all those who go to the Lord. So if we go to another place, yes, we will not only not able to receive any blessings, but it is only those who go to Zion, go towards the church, these people will be able to receive his blessings. For he shall receive these blessings, not temporary of this world, but rather to receive an eternal blessing. Therefore today, the church towards the world, we have a great commission that is to allow all men to receive this blessing, to be able to be a means for people to receive spiritual blessing. So we must be a channel of blessing to the people of the world. So as far as the church is concerned, we are to bring blessings and peace to the people. So let's continue to see Psalms 133. Turn back to Psalms 133. Now we see verse 1. Psalms 133, we see verse 1. Psalms 133, verse 1. So as we have mentioned, this is a song of ascents of David. And the people at that time, as they were moving towards the temple, they would sing this song, this psalm. So in verse 1, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity." So we can see that through the church, we enable the people to see what is it like to be in heaven. Yes, between man and man, we are always filled with strife and even unpeaceful situations or even jealousy and hatred. But yet, the Lord wants us to let the people see that the church is the house of God, where the Lord is the main person or the main thing. So when we put this church on this earth, we are able to lead, especially just like the prodigal son, to be able to return to their heavenly home. And here it says, "Behold, how good, how pleasant it is." So we can see that it is to enable people to see that they're in the church, it is united in peace. So we can continually praise the Lord in this manner. So we cannot see that it is not good. We cannot but to desire to admire the church. That is to say, the church today wants everybody to live in harmony, to live in peace as a good example. So that is why today, the church towards the world, we have this responsibility, this good responsibility to be able to make peace to all men. Where the unity of the church, the joy of the church, it is not only people see this as good, but they will feel very contented. That when they see that the church is so united, it is such a very wonderful thing. So therefore today, in verse 1 says, when we see when one another is able to dwell in unity, that it is so good and pleasant. But for the church to be of unity, the believers to be able to communicate with one another, there must at least be because of four reasons. Firstly, because all of us are brethren. All of us are one big family. And all of us are born of God. Just like the hymn or the song we often sing, in Jesus Christ, we are one family. So that is why the Bible tells us, let's see 1 John. 1 John chapter 5 verse 1. 1 John 5 verse 1. "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him." So this is to tell us because we are all born of God. Now we see what Jesus says. Matthew chapter 5 verse 9. Matthew chapter 5 verse 9. This is part of the Beatitudes. Verse 9. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Secondly, because they are all united with Christ. For the church is the body of Christ. So today, we as members, we are the members. Though the members are many, but there's only one body. And our Lord Jesus once prayed for his disciples in this way. Let's see John 17. Gospel according to John chapter 17, verses 20 to 23. John 17, verses 20 to 23. "I do not ask for those this only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." 21. "That they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me." 22. "The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one. 23. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you loved me. So we can see this is the expectation of our Lord towards the church, towards the believers, that it is very important for us to pursue to be of one heart and mind, in other words, to be united. And this is a very wonderful testimony, and towards the Lord, this is a very important matter. Thirdly, because in the Spirit of the Lord, we are actually as one. That's why Paul encourages the believers in the book of Ephesians. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, from verses 2 to 6. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. 6. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. So this is actually to tell us that we need to be united, not only in the truth, in our lives too, we must pursue to be united. And fourthly, we can see that because the place in which we will return to is all the same, is the same. So that is why today we need to live harmoniously with one another. Where when we live in the heavenly home, we will be living there forever. Therefore today, if on this earth we continually bite each other, how are we then able to give in to one another? Therefore, today in the church, very importantly, we must pursue to be of one heart and mind, not to separate ourselves between one another, but rather to be united. So this is the testimony of the Lord. If not, how can we say that this church is a place of blessing? So when people come to church, isn't it for the sake of receiving blessings? If we do not pursue, how are we going to be then? But for the church, if it is united, then it will be able to reap or to show forth this result, which is good. Let's come back to Psalms 133. Psalms 133. Psalms 133, now we see verse 2 and 3. Verse 2. It is like the precious oil on the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. 3. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord has commanded a blessing, life forevermore. So here we can see that what is running down on the beard of Aaron, on the head of Aaron, it was the anointment. Where at that time, Aaron was anointed so that he would be different from the people, separated for the sake of holiness, able to receive this holy office. So it tells us concerning the Holy Spirit. So from the scripture, it tells us that at that time, during the day of Pentecost, why were they of one heart and mind? It was because they prayed together and the Holy Spirit continually poured down mightily on them. And as a result, the Lord added to those to the church daily those who were being saved and receive his blessings. And we also see that this oil is something very fragrant. So the church, if it is united, it will be likened to a fragrance that is spread far and wide, so that everybody will be able to see this wonderful testimony that has been brought forth. And another effect you can see in verse 3 is that it is likened to the dew which falls on the mountains, where it is able to make the dry land nourish, so that all these plants will be able to bear forth fruit. So we can see that today, similarly, the church, when the grace of God spiritually come upon them, many people or rather many of those whose spirituality is dried up will be revived. Those who are weak will be able to stand up. So we can see, and at the end, in the vineyard of God, that they will be able to bear fruits and at the end give glory to the Lord God. So therefore, we must make the church a place of blessing. So in order to do this, we must be united. And now we shall say our prayer. So in our prayer, we continue to pray for one another, pray for our families, and also pray for the church and also for the nation. Shall we now, in the name of Jesus, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. 追随基督，保守恒不。Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar for this evening shall end here. God bless all of you.